We've been looking at tarbiyat awlad, and we've looked at selection of a spouse. And remember, I quoted the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said the root of prosperity and adversity of a people should first be sought in the wombs of their mothers. But that is also connected with the state of pregnancy, which I'd like to look at today. It's an amazing time. After conception, anything a mother does has a lasting effect on the child. But remember, that does not mean that the mother, it is only her duty and the father is forgotten. The role of the father-to-be is so important. If he does not ensure that the mother of his child is assured a stress-free pregnancy, then he is just as responsible for the adversity and prosperity of his child. Very often, when we hear these ahadith, we sort of think, yes, all the woman's fault. Anything good is from me and everything bad is from her. It doesn't work like that. I'm afraid there are a lot of responsibilities, in fact, greater responsibility on the father to make sure that the emotional and spiritual well-being and the physical well-being of the mother of his child is really looked after, that she's accorded the best of facilities to be able to ensure that this child has the best beginning in life. Now, we have a lot of things in pregnancy, a lot of things that are recommended. If you wish to obtain a chart, we actually have a chart which states what to do in each month, what to recite, what to eat, all sorts of things. Maybe I'll give you an example. For example, in the third month, it is recommended that on Thursday nights and Fridays to recite Surah Ali Imran, to ensure that in the third month to eat wheat, meat, semi-skimmed milk and a little honey in the morning, to make sure that you recite salawat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, wa ajil farajahum wa ahli qaduhum wa lana adahum min al jannati wa nasi min al jannati wa nasi min al awalina wal akhirin. To recite that before every salah, keeping your hand on your stomach. For example, in the sixth month, on Thursday nights and Fridays, to recite Surah Al-Waqiyah, to recite Surah Al-Tin in the first rakat of Salatul Maghrib and Salatul Isha. For breakfast, to eat figs and olives, and sometime during the day to see if you can have some bone marrow, to avoid fatty foods such as oil, butter and fatty meat. Again, if I look at the eighth month, or let's look at the ninth month, in the Dhuhr and Asr Salah, to recite Surah Al-Asr and Surah Al-Dhariyat. On Thursday night, to recite Surah Al-Hajj, and on Fridays, to recite Surah Al-Fajr, not to eat spices, to eat dates. To be able to try and slaughter a sheep with the niyyah and safety and well-being of the child, and eat a bit of the meat. Not to look at pictures very much, and not to look in the mirror very much in the last days. These are all recommendations from what has been taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Ahlul Bayt, so that we may give the best start to this child. Let me read you an article. This is on parenting from January 5th, 1994. It's from the Daily Mail again. And it's by Jenny Hope, about the vital memories of life before birth. It says, amazing new evidence reveals how babies in the womb begin to use their senses just 8 weeks after conception. Let's look at what they did. They played tunes to soap operas to mothers who were carrying babies continuously. And this calmed, these tunes calmed the babies down once the babies were born. If you familiarize a child with a certain voice, a certain tune, for example, recitation of Quran, you will find this will give them sukoon later on as well. But if your sukoon comes from other than that, then that's exactly how the baby is going to react. It's important to understand, these are not things that are figments of imagination. This is reality. It is also important that the child is named as soon as a mother knows that she's expecting a baby, rather than referring to the child as it. Ideally, you could name the child Muhammad or Fatima, and the name may be changed after birth. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had chosen the name Muhsin for the child Sayyidah Zahra was carrying while he was still in his mother's womb. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the first duty of a parent towards his or her child is to give him or her a good name. You should therefore name your child with a good name. He used to emphasize this aspect so much that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, the Messenger of Allah used to change the bad names of people and places. Another thing that is recommended during pregnancy is the recitation of Asma'ul Husna, in particular the ism such as Al-Musawwiru, the fashioner. Try and complete a whole recitation of Quran at least once during pregnancy. And if you can manage one every month, it has an amazing effect on your baby. So amazing that it's unbelievable. If you want the baby to have tolerance, recite Suratul Asr all the time. If you want the baby to have strength, drink milk. If you want a baby to be good looking, recite Suratul Yusuf, eat watermelon. Oh, so many recommendations. I can't even go into all of them. Inshallah, we will continue with Tarbiyat Awlad as we go along the next few days, next few weeks.